Have you ever felt like a failure? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. One day, an old friend called me up out of the blue and asked if I wanted a job. Of course, I did want the job. It sounded right up my alley and was a great way to make money on the side. So, being addicted to work, I took the job. And within 3 months, I was going pretty steady, but I didn't love it. There was something on the horizon that was foreboding. And within 6 months, I was buried. And within 8 months, I was sunk. I was like a boat on the bottom of the river, overwhelmed by the expectations and the amount of work and the responsibility and the changing of the expectations and the workload. I felt like such a failure. Not only had I taken on too much, but I was buried and I wasn't sure if I could get up. If I've ever felt like a failure, it was that time. I was devastated and embarrassed. Have you ever felt like a failure? If so, stick around for today's Devo. It's called When It All Falls Apart by Kayla Ezwera. A failure. That's how Elijah saw himself as he fled for his life into the wilderness. He'd had such high hopes going into the dramatic showdown with the prophets of Baal on Mount Carmel. Surely Yahweh's clear victory would lead to a lasting national revival. But the death threats Elijah received from Jezebel following Mount Carmel shattered all his expectations. The struggle was far from over. He was exhausted and weak, no better than any of his forefathers. He thought maybe it would be better if he died. What difference could one lone man make? Any Christian who has attempted to faithfully follow God will, at some point, experience the same emotions that Elijah felt at this juncture in his life. In those moments, we would do well to remember two things. First, while God delights to partner with his people, the success or failure of God's plans does not ultimately rest on us. Our job is to serve him faithfully, wherever he places us, whether in the public eye like Elijah, or in relative obscurity like the unnamed 7,000 who remained faithful to Yahweh, as we read about in 1 Kings 19:18. The results belong to God. Second, true success or failure can look radically different than we expect. When, by all human reckoning, it looked like everything had fallen apart for Jesus, the Son of God, everything was falling into place. Instead of failing by his death, burial, and resurrection, Jesus accomplished the greatest victory of all time over sin and death. And now everyone who puts their faith and trust in him shares in his victory. Whatever apparent successes or failures we may have while serving him, we can rejoice in the victory he has already won for us and live as the victors that he has already made us. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. Have you ever felt like a failure? You're not alone. Jesus sees you and he loves you. And he is at work in all things, even failure. Consider spending some time with Jesus in prayer, telling him how you're feeling and asking him to help you see your failure through his eyes. Can you think of any other people in the Bible or church history who had everything fall apart for them and who might have looked like failures, but God used them in great ways? What are some ways you can be an encouragement to someone else who you know is struggling with feelings of failure? As you and I can read in 1 Corinthians 15:58, "Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, be steadfast, immovable, always excelling in the Lord's work, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain." Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible 1 Kings 19:1-18, Hebrews 12:1-3, and 1 Corinthians 15:54 through 58 to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Did you like today's Devo? Has the Lord been teaching you something new lately? Well, I want to hear about it. So head over to unlocked.org and check out our writer's guidelines to find out how you can write for us. Also, be sure to check back for tomorrow's devotional, which is a poem with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.